You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Hey,
Mac. Hey, Mike. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Nothing. How are you?
Good.
You in a good mood?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Why are you in a good mood?
What's going on?
Why are you in a good mood?
Oh, just woke up today, you know, it's feeling good.
Kind of like a little baby that wakes up in a happy mood?
Exactly.
I like that. So what are you doing? What are you doing today? You just knocking around? Do you have any purpose in life right now, or are you just rolling around town having a good time?
I got to go get a light fixture in Fort Worth.
What?
Yeah.
How far is Fort Worth?
30 minutes.
Oh.
Not far.
Yeah, I guess. I thought it was far.
No. Not far at all.
Why, who found the light fixture? What kind of light fixture is it? What are you doing?
For the side of the house, you know, the whitewash, that like a security light, you know, that lights up the side of the house.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's an outdoor piece of hardware kind of thing, so it's a guy thing.
Yeah. It's right in my lane.
Right in
my
your
valley.
In your wheelhouse. Okay.
Yeah, in my wheelhouse.
The how's traffic? It's a pretty nice. You guys are having nice mild weather, yes?
Yeah, we're having really mild weather. Traffic right now, because there's an accident right in front of me, is fucking horrendous.
Wait a minute. I thought we weren't supposed to say the F word in the third hour.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I know. Knock it off. People are listening.
Yeah, there's an accident right there. If people are listening in Granbury, there's an accident on 377 and 187 right in the intersection, and it's horrible. I've been sitting in traffic for about 40 minutes now, going about 3 miles.
Oh, really? And you're still in a good mood. That's awesome. What have you been doing?
I'm expressing, I have patience. So Buck's listening right now. He's gonna laugh because we're talking about patience, and I'm exuding patience right now.
You're a patient guy sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes I just have no patience for stupid stuff.
Really, no patience for stupid stuff. So what have you been doing? Right. What have you been doing all morning?
I got up, I watched some TV, I read some of the book, and now I'm in traffic.
So you didn't talk to anybody this morning?
Well, I talked to Will.
Oh, why'd you leave that out? You're afraid to admit that you speak to him?
No, he was listening to the Wade interview.
Oh, yeah, you know, Bronzy called me yesterday, and he said, I went and I watched the videos, and he didn't particularly like them. I said, what's wrong with you?
What?
Yeah. I said, well, you need to call Wade then, and you need to tell him.
Yeah, complain to the author.
don't complain to me. I don't have anything to do with it. And and so I said, well, what's your problem, man? And he said, you know, the Marine Corps is just becoming too informal, and, you know, and we send the wrong message, and, you know, we're struggling with discipline.
Wait, back up. How?
Hey, don't shoot the messenger. Informal? Don't shoot the messenger, okay?
What? Bronzy's a dinosaur? You can't learn? You can't change?
I said, Bronz, you need to come into the 20th century, and we'll drag you into the 21st, okay?
Yeah, no kidding, man. What's up, Bronzy?
And so his response was, General Dunford told me that too. I'm stuck in the 20th century. So there you go, two great minds telling you the same thing.
Bro. Hell, he's in the 19th century with that thought.
I said, look, call Chris Wade. Tell him. Talk to him about it. I mean, because, look, Bronze, I think we all share your concern, you know, and maybe you're seeing something he doesn't see. Maybe you're out of touch. Or maybe you're making a good point. Maybe you're making a good point, and there's a way that he could do it better. But call him. He's like, oh, all right, I will.
No, you won't.
Yes, he will. He listens.
We'll see.
He listens. He says the show gets him in trouble because he does his laugh at work. Rah! And people look at him. That's it. Mike.
Loud.
Mike just did it. All right. That was actually a pretty good impersonation of Bronzy, except it's louder.
Yeah, it's like 10 times louder.
Yeah.
His volume switch is stuck on 11.
There,
he just laughed.
Oh, literally, people could hear it all over the CP, and you're at the other end. So what's Costantini doing?
We were talking about shooting.
Okay, and what's give us his thoughts? He's a shooting man.
Yeah, the scope mount that he has gets in the way of his gas tube. Because he's got a piston gun, so it gets in the way. So I told him, you know, your scope's got cantilever mounts, right? Yeah, they're taking off. Oh.
You had to
so he's going to go and try that.
You had to explain that one to him?
Well, I just told him that the cantilever mount is designed to hold the zero, you know. That's why they built them, so you can take it in and off. You know, that's why you don't have to buy a scope for every gun. Just buy one nice scope with a cantilever mount and just attach it to it. You can have 10 guns in one scope.
Explain to everybody what a cantilever mount is.
It's a mount that has levers for its mounting arm that it attaches to the rail.
Okay. Pretty easy stuff, right?
Yeah. So, and don't skimp on the, don't get a cheap Taiwan Chinese.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, it's free trade agreements.
Anybody can make cheap, okay? Not just the, we're going back to when you were a kid, okay? Take it easy.
Yeah, don't go out and buy a great gun and a great scope and then skimp on the mounting device to scope the gun because then your gun is cheap.
There you go. If you're going to eat prime rib, then eat prime rib, okay? Don't
worry about the price.
Exactly. Just do it. So what else, what's the railroad man up to?
Huh?
What's the railroad man up to? Does he like being a railroad man again? He's living in the Midwest now, living a different life.
Yeah, he's living in Kansas City. Sounds like he's enjoying it.
Are you going to, he got it.
His wife doesn't sound like it when it gets cold.
Whatever. It's not like she's from the Sun Belt, although she's lived in the Sun Belt for a long time, being in a marine
one. Yeah, she got spoiled living in Florida.
Yeah, she's originally, what, New York, Maryland girl, isn't she?
Yeah, I think she's a cold weather person.
Yeah.
She's got to learn to be Carrie Constini, AW, in parentheses, all weather.
All weather, that's right. All weather attack.
You're married to a Marine. You should be all weather.
Which should be appropriate because she not afraid to go on the attack. What about, are you going to go up and make a little pilgrimage and do a little shooting with our boy Vito? Just muted himself. Are you back? He's not. He hung up. Should be calling again. I just got it confirmed. She is, in fact, from Maryland. See, I know my stuff. I know my stuff. So not really sure what happened to Muscleman. Oh. I got a new phone.
Man, AT&T, I swear to God.
I got a new phone yesterday.
Well, don't get AT&T, because they had that one day this week where they, for like 6 hours, the cell phone towers went all down across the nation.
Yeah, I'm not. The Russians, man.
Yeah, they're hacking our phones.
Okay, let me tell you, if you're in charge of the tweeting department at the DOD, do you get to keep your post after you accidentally, here's a headline.
Or the tweet?
Yeah. DOD accidentally retweets post calling for Trump to resign. Do you get to keep your job?
No. Nope. That's a non-starter there, boy.
Yeah, I don't think you get to keep the job. Like, you could say you're sorry and feel really bad and all that. Sorry, man. We don't pay you for that mistake. All right. And you don't get a do-over.
No, that's not good.
Mr. Cosentini is calling me, but I don't know how to answer it. And then merge the calls. So let me see if I can do that.
There should be a button.
I missed the call. Okay, now I'll call him. Yeah, I know there should be a button, but... interesting. Are you still there? I screwed that up. See, that's why I hate this stuff. Hello? So I tried to call Cosentini. I missed him, and then I hung up on Musselman.
What is this, comedy hour?
I'm sorry. Joining us is Mike Musselman and Will Cosentini. Will, how are you?
Hey, are you good? Hey, did you cut him off again?
No, I did not cut him.
Who?
I did not cut him off again. He's with us, okay? He's having a good day. I don't want to contribute to.
I know. I called him. I called him this morning.
Is that why he's happy? Is because you called him?
Yeah, it must be.
You missed.
Hey, I wanted to follow up on something Wade said yesterday that's actually pretty significant, you know? He talked about General Neller saying we're going to take care of the GCE and particularly the guys on the pointy end. And that's a pretty significant move. The idea every Marine has been a real falsehood for a long time.
This is getting crazy.
Okay, hold on. Mike just joined us again. Okay, Mike, Will's talking about pretty soon.
Yeah, I know. I heard that part.
Okay. All right. So we're all copacetic. Why is it? Why is that significant?
Because this, we take what we consider to be fundamental training, the rifle range. If every Marine is a rifleman, then the fundamental training is the range. And the range was more about cutting scores than it was about employing your weapon in combat. Even though the Marine Corps order, the first paragraph talks about it. And so if the Commandant actually pushes through the bureaucracy, that we're actually going to be about how we employ in combat as opposed to the fairness of cutting scores, et cetera, that's a... You know, it took 16 years at war to get there. But that's pretty significant. We'll see how long that holds, right? But I was glad to hear that. And if there's a generation of gunners and a generation of CGs and battalion commanders, that would then that can hold for a long time. But I'll tell you the other thing I heard when you were somehow associating Bronzy with a more formal Marine Corps, that almost made me do the Bronzy left. But that's just an aside.
Whoa, you're going to get into bronzy now in public? What's going on here? What? Do you think bronzy's a progressive?
Oh, no, I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't go there at all. But somehow I don't associate him with a more formal anything.
Really? I think you might be mistaken.
There's a lot of traditionalists.
Okay. Again, I've been wrong on many things before, as you both well know. So.
Yeah, I would tell you that you might, bronzy as some kind of either modern man or progressive, I think you're mistaken on it. I will
take your counsel.
Maybe
it's just the laugh that threw me off all the time.
It could have been. The laugh is unnerving at first.
I imagine hearing that in the office suite of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
It could have a significant impact on the defense of this nation.
That's scary. So you watched Gunnar Wade? No, Bronzy was, I think, and this is a kind of a private conversation, so I don't know that I should drag the whole thing out, but I will. And he can go under the bus. I don't have a problem with that. I think we all wrestle with the idea of institutional discipline and what we do and how it's portrayed and, the constant erosion of standards. I think he saw the video that Wade is in a pair of shorts and he's rolling around on the ground shooting a pistol and talking about, proficiency and things like that. So I think that's what he saw, and I think he found that disturbing.
I didn't watch all the videos. I just caught a little bit of one of them this morning just because I wanted to see it.
No, I think they're good and they're popular. Mike hasn't seen the one I'm talking about, and that happened to be the one Bronzy saw. Yeah, he's in a pair of like Bermuda shorts, and he's just doing kind of pistol drills, standing, simulating being knocked down, and holstering and then engaging targets and things like that, on a private range. And so, Bronzy was he was disturbed by that. So I said, call Wade then, man. He's a good dude. Fight it out. Let's go. So And so now Mike's feelings are kind of hurt because Bronzy's into one of his buddies, and now we got to deal with that.
Yeah, but this is one that I would tell you that the traditional way that we've done marksmanship,
yes,
has been a screaming failure, an institutional failure. And so maintaining tradition with that's been the problem, if anything. So if that's what it takes to get people jarred out of that, to think in a different way, I'm violently in support of it. So I don't like to argue with Chris, Chris Bronzy. He's not here. It's unfair to argue with him.
We can throw him under the bus. Look, we're buddies. We don't have any problem with that, Mike. Do you?
No.
It's just the way it goes. It's what happens when you're not there. You go into the boss. It's the way life is. So, I think Chris is wrong in this instance. I think we're all sympathetic with his sentiment, though.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
And that's what I told him. And I said, yeah, you're wrong, Bronzy. He goes, I know, I probably am. I get that a lot. But Mac! And then he starts yelling at me. And I said, no, you go watch more than one, see what he's doing, and I think you'll understand it a little bit better. All right, I will. But call Wade because he's a good dude. No, he sounded like a good dude, and if he's friends with Mike, then he's got to be a good dude. I said, all right, all right.
Hey, Gunnar, did Wade go to weapons training battalion right, like, when I was leaving?
No. Layout okay. came there for a little bit, and then he took Layout's job.
Got it. Okay. Got it.
All right, so tell us about the railroad business. How's the railroad business? How's life in Kansas City? Is it true that your wife's as unhappy as we hear?
It's you know, the problem is if you go to Florida and you do 2 winters in Florida, you're completely acclimatized in a wrong way. And so it's like, you know, in the 40s here, and it's a tough transition because in Jacksonville, Florida, it's probably 80. Kansas City, though, is an absolute gem. It's
wow.
There's really a lot to Kansas City that I really like. And the company I work for is a great company. It's good people, and we own a lot of railroads around the country, and we're doing pretty good. You know, the economy out there is good, and the company is really sort of, it's nice to be in a company that's bent on doing the right thing. And that's what we do. So, I enjoy the work a lot more here.
Wow. Listen to you.
In the Midwest, we have a term for it. We call it Kansas nice. It's really, people in the Midwest are nice people. They genuinely are. So.
No, you can see, you can see. So when people say, you know, the big divide in this country is racial and both, it's, and it's not. It's people that grow up, I think, in traditional ways in small towns in the Midwest where their values are different. It's a value difference, not a well, it can be geographical because most of the coastal places embrace different values, but it's not.
But you know,
it's not racial.
The Midwest really starts just barely west of Philadelphia, and it goes all the way to, like, almost Truckee, California.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
With a few spots, Austin, Texas, kind of places that aren't in the what you're just describing as the Midwest.
Right. No.
And so, it's good. And, you know, the next thing I'm trying to do, we're very decentralized. And and so I'm just trying to work with our HR, we call it people services, our people services people on sort of veterans hiring. Where are we recruiting? How do we recruit? Because this is a great industry for guys to get out and who don't necessarily want to go to college, or maybe we've got some VOTEC type skills. There's a lot of work. I had some success in Florida and getting some guys, and I haven't had any here yet. But I will.
Well, I'll tell you what. Just tell your HR people, Allmarine Radio is here to help, man. We're helping Turner Construction get guys and placing people in Turner, and we'd love to help. So we want to be part of the solution, open doors for veterans. Give me a call.
Yeah, and the company is wide open to it. Again, good Midwestern values people.
Right. No, I mean, you know what? And again, those kind of businesses, like Turner, if you were a logistician, would you think, you know, construction? Maybe not. But when you close your eyes, teams of people working on operations with logistics involved, big operations.
Yeah.
What does that sound like to you?
Yeah. Outdoor, right. Weather, you know, as I say, God votes every day on how well you're going to do or not do. And yeah.
All right. Hold on. I've got an email for both of you. Matt, could you ask both your guests if they think it's wrong for Al Franken to stick his tongue in a woman's mouth? Mike? Mike, do you think that's right or wrong? Do you think that's right or wrong?
Come on.
What?
Seriously?
I mean, you're from Minnesota. He's your boy.
Yeah. No, he's not my boy.
I mean, Matt, when you think about it, it really shows that you shouldn't have the right to bear arms. You should have the requirement to bear arms, because then we wouldn't have heard about this Franken incident 10 years later. We would have heard about it 10 seconds later when she fixed it. You know, it would be a lot more polite society, a requirement to bear arms.
The recording.
Help me out on that, Gunner.
Mike, you're a Minnesota.
Mike is not my boy. Don't even.
You're a Minnesota guy.
That's true.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You can masquerade in Texas like it's Halloween, okay, but you own Minnesota.
No, I fucking don't. And you're going to use language.
Hey, third hour.
Yeah, what's up? It's the third hour. Stop it. Man.
You're pissing me off.
Will, I thought you were in a good mood. Will, I got this lecture one day. Hey, man, I got to talk to you. You got to clean up your language. You know, there's people that listen, and they listen at work.
Let me give you a quick lesson.
Mr. Guttermouth.
You can't choose your family. You're born into that.
Thank you.
And as a kid, you can't choose where you live.
Right. And as an adult, you can't divorce yourself from where you live.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't. Yeah, I'm out. I'm out.
Why not?
Minnesota, I'm out. The Vikings, I'm out. What are you, like Howard Hughes? You're going to, like, completely remake yourself?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
You can't. Okay, so back to the question. Do you think it's right or wrong for Al Franken to jam his big fat tongue into somebody else's mouth?
I'm not even going to answer that stupid question.
Again, I think it's wrong that she wasn't carrying, particularly since it was in a combat zone. That's what's wrong. She could have fixed that problem 10 years ago.
Yeah. Where were
I mean,
do we know who took
the photo? He goes down too.
Yeah, he's an enabler.
Yeah, it's like some USS tour.
He's saying this ain't a good idea there, Frank.
You think? Look, I don't know. Like, this is funny, but you know what? These are rich guy rules, though. Okay, this is the way rich men behave. Because you want to know why? The rules don't apply to them. Hey, do you remember the Congressional Page scandal?
No.
Yeah, back in the 80s, congressmen were having sex with 17-year-olds that were coming to work as pages during the summer and stuff like that. You know. You know, just like, are you, like, really? Are you kidding me? And then now the big conundrum, right, in this whole Franken and sexual harassment thing is the Democrats can't say shit, right?
Right.
No.
You can't say
shit. They're going to throw this guy out.
Oh, Franken?
It's an easy one for them. Yeah, it's an easy one. They got a Democratic governor. They just appointed a new Democrat up there. It's an easy one.
Okay, right. Maybe. But hey, the Democrats can't say anything, and they want to get all. Well, look, the president, and then all of a sudden, everybody turns to Hillary, right? Okay, she's on a book tour. Where is he?
Well, we had a vice president for 8 years that inappropriately touched teenagers.
Who?
Every time they came to the White House.
Who?
He had to touch them and breathe in their ear.
Oh, Joe Biden?
Crazy Joe.
He was just
creepy Uncle Joe, and everybody said, "Oh, he's just a creepy old man."
He was just being
okay.
He was just being fatherly.
Yeah, right.
What about the Elder Bush? He's a serial groper. What's up with that?
Yeah, again, the rules don't apply.
Ask the Texans.
Exactly. He's a Texan. Yes.
Hey, are you noticing a little thing here between all these people seem to have a third-level relationship with Mike?
Wow, it's like Kevin Bacon.
Minnesota, Texas.
Yeah. The thing with George Bush, that's like straight-up creepy. And he's like, he did it, as recently as a few months ago. Like, what are you doing, man?
Old Bush?
Yes, old Bush.
I don't know what you're talking. When did you do something? When did old Bush? The man's suffering from like Parkinson's.
Well, evidently he has enough control over his right hand to get it in places where it doesn't belong. Yeah.
Hey, my paying job's calling.
All right.
I gotta get off.
Have a good day.
Why are we slamming on
Bush? That thing with Wade was good, though. So,
All right. Yeah, that was Gunner. That was Gunner bringing his friends on. Oh, what? Now you're disturbed because the senior Bush has been outed and all this? Mike, read the news every once in a while, bro.
Hey, I'm not for anybody that does this. But, I mean, this is not the same grounds of what Al Franken does. And now there's another one coming forward.
I mean, I agree. When you stick your tongue in somebody's mouth, that's like a different level of it. But it's the same genre of it. And I know he's an old dude, but it's just the creepiest thing in the world when you hear
it. It goes back to the whole, because who they think they are, rules don't apply.
Right. No, it's this rich guy. Weinstein, what are you going to do to me? I'll run you out of this business and crush you. Do you want a career here? Then let's get naked. Rich guy rules. Rich guy rules. And it's been that way forever. And again, I don't want to be partisan because, look, when the names come out, still start coming out, they're Democrats, they're Republicans, there's military.
Yeah, but they all.
There's military guys.
But they all have one thing in common.
What's up?
Yeah, generals in the military, you know, senior officers, congressmen, senators, judges, you know, all these people, they're in a position of power.
And that's the worst kind of predator, right?
Yeah.
And just the guy in Europe, what, last month or the month before, he was sending text messages to the wife of a sergeant telling her that she was hot.
Yeah.
He's retiring now. I mean, are you kidding? It's like you watch it and you're like, this
yeah,
is.
But then the thing goes back to normal folks, we go to jail for shit like that.
Yeah. Well, again, it's rich guy rules. Like OJ got rich guy justice. If OJ was not the wealthy guy that he was, that couldn't have hired all those attorneys, that the first and the most important thing that they did in that case was they changed the venue from Brentwood to Los Angeles, so the jury pool composition was vastly different. If he didn't have big time attorneys that did that kind of stuff, he'd be rotten in jail today. But rich guy justice.
Right.
And that's what you see here. And you know, these women that, you know, the one yesterday was interesting because she said, you know, I talked to my friends and they said, well, you can have your 15 minutes of fame getting after Al Franken, but he's probably going to deny it. And then what? You'll never work in this business again.
Right.
So is that what you want? And then she said no. She said I was on the best damn sports show on Fox. That show, which was big at the time it was on, I was doing stuff for Fox Sports, and I was an up and comer in terms of sports reporting as a female. It was great. So, you know, why would I screw it up? And by taking him down. And so it's pretty creepy, disgusting, and
it's beyond creepy, disgusting. It's criminal,
right. And the story she tells, the way she told it, it was like he writes the skit, and in the skit they have to kiss, and then he wants to practice this kiss, and she doesn't want to, and you watch all that, and you're like, man, that's gross. I mean, that's coercive, as you said, Mike. That's coercive criminal. All designed to be entertainment. Yeah, we're doing this for the troops. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. So, here's an email. Hey, Mac, they were on a USO tour. Have you ever seen a USO show? I have not. Mike, have you ever seen a USO show?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I
they always went to safe areas.
I want to say in 2006, Ted Nugent and Toby Keith came to Fallujah.
But they went to safe areas.
Well, they were at Camp Fallujah. And so, I think they gave quotas out to different units to send people. But they were there for about 90 minutes. fly in, do the show, and then they do a meet and greet afterwards. I mean, they're good. They're great dudes, and they were all over that theater in 2006. Yeah. It wasn't the safest, but they were happy to be there. Well, they were good dudes.
Mark Wahlberg came to visit us in Afghanistan, and he stopped at Camp Dwyer, but he didn't do a show or anything. He just stopped at Camp Dwyer, had lunch, and then left.
Well, he spoke because they did a Q&A, and, you know, he played sniper, right? That American sniper role?
Yeah, he was performing. He was out trying to get support for some movie about boxing or something.
Right. And so they're doing a Q&A, and he and all the Marines want to talk to him about is the movie Boogie Nights, where he plays John Holmes. Like, Mark, when you played John Holmes in Boogie Nights, and he was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? It was rather humorous. Here's another email. I would imagine the gunner is pretty handy around the house, given all the weapons he sounds like he works on. Is he handy around the house, Mike?
Yeah. Yes, I'm very mechanically inclined. I can figure things out pretty damn quick.
Is there something you in particular do you like to repair that you get after more than others? Just all things?
No.
All things other
no,
than
No, I don't like to do anything. I'm not doing this because I like to do it.
What? What happened?
Because I have to do it.
Oh. Well, it comes with this.
Yeah, Gunner doesn't like to do. Gunner would like to do not do anything.
That's what Gunner would like to do?
That's what Gunner would like to do.
Gunner
would just like to do whatever Gunner wants to do, not what Gunner has to do.
Interesting. All right, here's one more email. Mac, how will both of you spend Thanksgiving? I don't know, to be honest with you. Patrick's here, but I don't know. I got to see what's going on. So turkey will be part of it, though, I can tell you that. But I'm not exactly sure. Mike, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
I no longer support Thanksgiving because we honor the day that the American Indians got swindled by the white person.
What? We celebrated together, giving thanks.
That's what you think. It was just nothing but a big conspiracy over my people.
So it's just going to be Thursday for you?
No, I'm going over to Buck and Melanie's house for Thanksgiving.
Oh, really? Buck, does he do traditional turkey? Does he deep fry it? Does he barbecue it? What's he do?
Deep fries it.
He deep fries it. All right. Well, bring your fire extinguisher just in case.
Nah, he'll be fine. He can figure. He's good at it. He's done it before.
Oh, really? Okay.
Not his first rodeo.
I'm just saying. That's a dicey thing.
Yeah, if you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
If you don't know what you're doing, then yeah, it's dangerous.
Somebody just sent me this link, and I'm struggling with it. Officials with the Naval Air Station Whidbey Island said one of the aircraft was involved in obscene skywriting.
What?
Yeah. Photos sent to KREM2 by multiple sources show sky drawings of what some people are saying look like male genitalia. Some sources have even tweeted pictures of what they saw.
All right.
And it looks like...
If it's true... You know, here's how stupid people are. So if you're a pilot at Whidbey Island and you're going to decide one day, you know, it'd be a lot of fun to go out and draw a penis in the sky with my plane. if that goes through your mindset with everything going on in the world and how fast social media picks up on shit, and you go and do it anyway, then you know what? Stupid prizes, because you just played a stupid game.
And here's the headline. Navy admits to being involved in obscene sky drawings spotted in Okanagan County. All right, and here's a statement from Whidbey Island. Officials at Naval Air Station Whidbey Island said one of their aircraft was involved in the obscene skywriting spotted in Okanagan County. And here's what they had to say. In a statement, U.S. Navy officials said, "The Navy holds its air crews to the highest standards, and we find this absolutely unacceptable, of zero training value, and we are holding the crew accountable."
That's a false statement. No, they don't, because it happened. If they held their people to the highest standards, this would not happen. So they don't. So now it's a knee-jerk reaction. Let's go punish these guys because they did something stupid. If you're going to go do this, do it over the Pacific Island or Pacific Ocean in the middle of it. No one sees it.
You know, Mike, the Navy, I don't know, you think it can't get worse for them, and it seems to be. I mean, last week it was the headline surfaces of the allegations that two SEALs murdered a United States Army staff sergeant who found out about them embezzling money out of a witness fund or an informant fund. And now what you're talking about is officers flying a Navy jet, thought it would be so humorous to do this, and don't see anything wrong with it. And it just seems like the Navy is a rudderless, leaderless organization that keeps acting out in the most ridiculous ways.
Right. What, they're held to the highest standards, though.
Yeah, I don't. I would say that if you think that you could, if you think that you could do this and that this is funny and that you're going to do this with a government, this is kind of an overt, stupid stunt in a government jet aircraft, and you don't think that there, you think that, so let me ask you this, and we always talk about this, is this the first time they've done it?
No.
What other things have you idiots done that we should probably entertain? So.
Right.
Wow. Man, the Department of the Navy. The Department of the Navy. That's brutal. Okay, so what do you got going on this weekend? Anything fun?
No. I don't know. I think so. We'll see.
I'm going down to Pala Casino tonight for the birthday ball for
that's tonight.
VMM 164, the Knight Riders. So yeah, so fired up about that. Fired up about that. So looking forward.
I'll talk to you probably after and see how it went.
Okay. All right. Are you at the hardware store now?
At the light store, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll let you go. Good luck with your light.
All right.
I'll talk to you.
All right. Talk to you later.
Uh-huh. The Michael Musselman. Email. I take it you're not joking about this. No, I'm not. Yeah, it looks like a big, let's see, it's a big, it looks like a penis shape, and then at the bottom of it, is the figure eight, so that would be two testicles. Yeah. Brought to you by the pilots of the United States Navy. You know, it's like, are you kidding me? I guess that's my reaction to it is, are you kidding me? Are you tone deaf? Are you absolutely positively tone deaf about what the Navy is going through relative to leadership and the stupid stuff that the Navy has had go in front of the American public. And I will tell you this. If I was Secretary Mattis, I would summon the Chief of Naval Operations and I would tell him, I don't know what's going on in the Navy, but you better get this stuff under control now. This is the willful disrespect of authority, and I won't have it. And if it continues to happen, I'll fire your ass as a message to everybody in the Navy that we're done with this. But it's amazing. I mean, because the stories are so far outside the bounds of what's reasonable, right? And again, we were making fun of a friend of ours a while ago about the structure and discipline of the American military. And this institutional lament that many guys on active duty have is that we're not holding the line on this kind of stuff. So you took a United States aircraft and you did this with it and you thought that was right. Oh, it's just a prank and it's just a joke. Oh, okay. Okay. This is your idea of funny then. Did you ever think about, how this might reflect on the United States Navy? Oh, whoa, all those idiots. Yeah. Did you ever think that? So, it just blows your mind a little bit. And again, that is the top of the fold story. I just looked on the Drudge Report. What do you think's at the top of the fold of the Drudge Report? Yep. Navy acknowledges pilot drew male genitalia in sky. It's that story. That's where it came from. So, we'll take a break. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it. Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military, for a first responder, for a hunter, for an outdoorsman, or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you, the Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. Battlemug.com.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global SOF Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoffoundation.org/Marines. You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Yeah, you know what? I hate to sound so sanctimonious, but the trend line in the Department of Defense is awful. I don't know what else to say about it. It's not good. And then in the midst of that, you go ahead and do this. Are you stupid? I think that's a legitimate question. Are you stupid? Because, I mean, you kind of sort of have to be. You kind of sort of have to be to do that stuff. I don't get it. Anyway, that'll do it. This program repeats itself momentarily. So don't touch that dial. My thanks to Kim Holmes for coming on and talking about turkey a little bit. If you're going to do dinner, I would recommend... the things that Kim talks about are pretty significant. Okay. And so I would say, without a doubt, make your menu up next to the menu. You know, annotate when you're going to start it. And as much of that stuff that can be knocked out ahead of time, it's smart. And again, with the idea that if you're cooking or somebody else, that you're going to enjoy your company and you're going to enjoy the day and not just kill yourself in the kitchen. I would recommend that. So, with that said, don't touch that dial. Have a great weekend. on a Friday. All Marine Radio. Over and out.